Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of our broadcast. I want to share a few personal things, and by personal I mean things that are very much in the relational realm. And I think there are a few things that impact people, like the tragic loss of people who are deeply cared for in the community. I'm speaking of Scott Allen Brooks. Scott Allen Brooks, shot to death. Shot to death at his restaurant early yesterday morning. Co-owner of beloved Brooks Sandwich House. Police called, responding to a shooting at the walk-up restaurant, North Brevard Street in the Noda neighborhood, 5 in the morning. And that's when they found Scott Allen Brooks. He co-owned this restaurant with his twin brother, David. Right now, there's a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of a homicide suspect. So many people have been devastated by this news. Restaurant founded back in 1973 by these brothers, by their father. There are a lot of people who have been to the restaurant, memorials taking place, and a lot of people, frankly, are just stunned by this development. Among those are Hall of Famer, now retired, John Hancock, who is back with us today to share his thoughts on this. John, thanks for coming back today. And I've got to ask, how did this hit you when you got the news?
Well, it kind of trickled in yesterday. I knew about the shooting, and when I heard the news early yesterday morning and they kept on referring to it as an employee, I thought to myself, oh, man, if it wasn't one of the Brooks brothers, it's got to be, it's probably a pretty good chance of being a member of the family. So I was immediately concerned, and then when I found out it was Scott, he was kind of he was the out front guy. He was the guy that would come out of the kitchen and wander around and talk to everybody that was eating there, and he was just there, in a lot of ways, he was their public relations guy, and not by title, but just by personality. He was just kind of outgoing and friendly, and man, he wanted you to like that burger. He wanted that to be the best burger you ever ate, and he took great pride in what he and his brother and father have accomplished.
And this, like I was saying, it's such a gut punch to have something like this happen for someone who is just so greatly appreciated and respected and loved in the community. What's the sense you're getting, the feedback you're getting from other people about this?
Well, this will affect a lot of people because he was that kind of a guy, and people love going to Brooks, and people have gone to Brooks, and it's just this iconic place, and it was run by these two twin brothers, and but you know, if I were sitting here having a conversation with Scott today about another restauranteur or a sports hero or a musician or a somebody, inevitably I think our conversation would come back down around how many people have been killed by gunfire in this city this year. And Scott's an extreme example of when you kill one, you affect hundreds or thousands.
Yes.
And when you start to think about 103, where are we now, 104 people
yes.
in 1 year, how many aunts and uncles and sisters and friends and cousins and acquaintances, and how many people have been affected by just stupid violence that we seem to go, that as a society we seem to jump to violence as a way to solve our differences, rather than good old-fashioned punch in the nose or something that is less destructive to all the people around that confrontation.
Yeah, you know, that's the thought that went through my mind as well, John. It's interesting that I think so many of us, I think we feel like we're far removed from murder. You know, those are the kinds of things that happen in other parts of the city. This happens to somebody else, someone else's family, someone else's friend. And this is one of those things that there are so many in the community who have some sort of relationship, have had some sort of connection. And as a result, this is why, you know, all of a sudden we're paying attention to number 104.
Well, and how ironic is it? How ironic is it that since 1973, that little cinder block building has been sitting there? And I would assume that one of the Brooks brothers, and probably Scott, was the guy who put the key in the door every morning at 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, whatever, to get ready for a day's worth of work. And in the lifespan of that restaurant, that neighborhood has been unbelievably dangerous, and not in a time that you would go into it at 4:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
In the dark. And now that it's surrounded by $500,000 townhomes and better clientele, that's when he loses his life.
That's the irony of this, isn't it? This transformation of that particular area. And you would have thought if something like this would have happened, it would not happen now. It is the oddest thing. But again, it just points out that crimes of this type, unfortunately, they know no bounds. By the way, a statement put out by the folks, the Brooks family. Thank you so much to all the support and love the people of Charlotte have given us. Scott was a good man, a father, a husband, an uncle, and a brother. This really hits the heart of all of us. Scott was always telling people to always put God first. Rest easy, Scott. We love you. Brooks will forever be changed by this. Please help us out. Help us help out his family. And there's a link for those who would like to help out the family in this particular circumstance. And we certainly hope that you would partake in that as well. Any final thoughts before we go here, John?
No, just God bless the Brooks. You know, he was a man of faith, and he and I have talked about different aspects out in the... I've had a lot of conversations with him out in the parking lot about this, that, and the other, and he was always real supportive of my efforts and working with kids and this, that, and the other. You know, every now and then somebody goes and you just think, yeah, they probably really are in a place called heaven. And I think Scott Brooks was one of those. So you leave behind a lot of peace for your friends and your family when you're a man of faith and what you believe in, they believe in. And so... you know, in kind of a weird sort of ironic way, I'm very sorrowful for the family, but I'm kind of almost happy for Scott because I just have no idea where he is. I just have no question as to where he is.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, John. Thanks so much for coming on the broadcast again to share your thoughts.
Thank you.
Catch you again soon, John. And by the way, there's a GoFundMe page. I believe it's still active. Can I tell you the encouraging news? I will actually tell you that encouraging news coming up after the break and more information because I don't want to just briefly run through this so that you forget. I'll tell you if you would like to contribute because this is definitely a worthy cause to help this wonderful family in this very, very difficult time. Stay with us. Start enunciating correctly. It's not impeach. It's Peach 45. Peach 45. Goodness.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes. I told you that would give you some really good news about the effort to provide for the family of Scott Brooks. The memorial fund set up on the GoFundMe page, in case you would like to contribute. If you're able to, I would encourage you to do so. They set out a goal of $20,000. So far, they've raised $21,471. So, if you are so inclined, let's continue to blow this line up and make your contribution. Again, Memorial Fund Brooks Family to honor Scott Brooks. This GoFundMe page is available, and again, it's wonderful to see this outpouring of support. Coming up, Transformation Tuesday, I'm going to share a couple of interesting personal stories. One of them amusing, the other, I don't know how to characterize it. But I'll start with the somewhat amusing one. Yesterday afternoon, I've, as a number of my Facebook friends have observed, I do a lot of traveling. Yesterday afternoon, I had intended to spend a few hours visiting a good friend of mine, and did so. Went to, right after this broadcast yesterday, zipped over to a 105 flight to Birmingham, and had a good time just visiting with a friend for a few hours with the goal of coming back, and everything worked like clockwork yesterday, which was great. The amusing thing coming back this time, I get a Lyft ride. And along the way, on the way, just about at the airport, the guy says, "Man, you have a really smooth radio voice. Anybody ever told you that?" I mean, I can't get away from this. It's funny. I mean, I'll go out of town, and it doesn't matter. That comes up. Bottom line, I end up telling, okay, I do a radio show. Most of the time, I just make jokes about it. It's like, really? I gave in. I was like, okay, yes, I do a radio show. And so I gave him the information to listen. So, who knows?
I've heard Lonzo say it's velvety smooth before.
Yeah, exactly. So, apparently he thought so, too. So, have the information. Perhaps he'll be listening in down in Birmingham, of all places. So, very nice visit there. This morning, dropped my son off at school. And I have said this I don't know how many times. In fact, I was telling my friend this in Birmingham yesterday. I don't know what it is. I feel like I wear a sign that says, "Are you troubled? Talk to me." I mean, people randomly will come and they will talk to me and share their life story and problems. I mean, you would not believe the stories that people have told me. Case in point, this morning, I went into Walmart, of all places. I'm in the freezer section of Walmart in Concord. And as I'm walking through, this woman approached and she said, "I'm distressed." Now, I'm not going to go into the specific of this, but it was an issue involving her son, and she was concerned about it. We probably stood there and talked a good 20 minutes. I'm just like, I'm kind of in my heart. I'm looking up at the heavens. I'm like, what in the world? Where did this come from? I don't want you to get the impression I'm this in once. It doesn't bother me. It just, it mystifies me. I do wonder whether I'm wearing some sort of invisible sign that communicates to the universe, hey, and the other thing about it, because I think I've already communicated to you, this has been probably the worst year of my life in terms of events that have happened. It really has. And yet, you know, I believe in this thing called divine appointments. And they haven't stopped. They haven't stopped at all. It's like the Lord is like saying, you know, I still have put something in you to share. And that's going to continue. So here we are. Just thought I would share those interesting items with you. I hope I have enough time to go through this Transformation Tuesday post. And it's from my good friend, David Frederickson. Here's what he said. Countless hours are spent by wannabe world changers introducing formulas for successful living and fruitful ministry, preaching, teaching, and strategizing, yet never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Celebrated preachers pace back and forth on stage, confidently proclaiming special revelation to crowds, awed and mesmerized by their eloquent delivery. Millions of Christians are deceived and conned into giving millions of dollars that support unneeded buildings, private jets, and lavish lifestyles. Yet there are many sincere ministries that struggle to make a difference and still come up empty because they rely on their education strengths and preaching and teaching skills while missing the bottom line required for genuine kingdom impact, not to mention an ungodly system that exalts leaders and robs the flock of their rightful function. So the Christian religion, built on man's wisdom, skill, and personality, remains void of the saving and transforming power of the cross of Christ. Paul wrote that he came to the church at Corinth in weakness and fear, without eloquence and superior wisdom, resolving to know nothing while he was with them except Christ and him crucified. So why did Paul refuse to use words of human wisdom? Lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Human reasoning and pride will miss the key to the genuine power of God in every instance. Most of what passes for successful ministry today is a counterfeit and a detour around the cross. Paul was scared to death that he might rely on his own strengths. So he came to the Corinthians with weakness, fear, and trembling. Likewise, we will never see the genuine power of God move in and through us unless we allow the cross to kill us. Do we really love the old rugged cross? Love it? Hate it? It's the only way to glory. That is from David Frederickson. Isn't that powerful? Pathway's death. It's suffering. It's trial. Boy, do I know that. It's being squeezed like a sponge. Yes. And I'm reading another book that I think I've mentioned to you that really goes to the heart of this. It's called Broken in the Right Place. It's about how, I think, all of the time, God uses us not so much by all of the comfortable things that happen in our lives, but he uses us by breaking us. Breaking us. And the analogy he uses is like a horse is broken. Not to destroy it, but to make it useful, to make it productive. And that's how we are most effective. And that brings a humility. It brings a love, a seasoning. Bring it on.
Yeah. we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Gene, I believe it is, in Greenville. Good morning, Gene.
Right you are, Vince, and I want to explain the reason why people are attracted to you. Can you tell? Do you know why? Or do I have to tell you?
Okay, I want to hear your why.
Okay, there's a fragrance that you're radiating, and it's a spiritual fragrance. As the Apostle Paul says, to those who are being saved, we are the fragrance of life, and to those who are perishing, we're the fragrance of death. You are radiating the perfume of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and there are people who can't explain it that need it. Now, you're radiating that, and I know what that feeling is. It happens to me, and it happens to me at times when I'm going through some serious personal difficulties, and I'm like Job, pleading my case before the throne of God, please get me out of this, and only to have people come up and talk to me. From nowhere. I mean, you know, what do I do? Do I turn around and tell, hey, get out of my face. I got my own problems. No, that's the Christ coming out of you, Vince.
Yeah.
And you should take all joy in that.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I very much appreciate you sharing that, Gene, and that verse. That is a really good one, by the way, because, it's a reminder of, there's such a mystery about that, too, because so many times, like you say, there are times you're just not feeling it at all. But again, it's not contingent on your feelings, is it? Not at all. Some of these texts, there are some good ones like this. Vince, that's the Holy Spirit in you drawing people. Yes, that is the case. No question about that. There's also this. Vince, consider yourself lucky that you don't have an invisible kick me sign on you. Do you remember those? I have to admit, I have done that. Gosh, that really takes...
What? You, Vince Coakley,
yes,
did that to people?
Yes, I did that.
Oh,
I'm just... That
can't
really,
believe that.
That takes me all the way back to Crooked Creek Elementary School in Indianapolis when I would pull those stunts. Man, incredible. Incredible. Vince... Maybe you have a spiritual gift. God's put you in places to use them. Yes, that seems to be the case. And we also have this question. Do you own a car? Do you have to fly everywhere? Yes, I do own a car. And that's the other thing. I hate driving. And really the main reason for flying is speed. Because you can go places and get things done in a timetable, especially... Man, that saved me this summer. I would not have been able to get the things done with my parents' house. That would not have happened with all my responsibilities here. It would not have happened if I had not been able. And I think that every time. I think of all the people. I mean, you talk about people in the Bible era and certainly before and after, for that matter. And all the travel that took place by walking in places they never could have imagined being able to go in their lifetimes and worlds they never even knew about because there was no way to even grasp them. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Let's take a look at the day in history. Well, before we do that, I've got to share this story. Just for a little bit of comic relief. John, you tried to guess who the person is who has emerged as the favorite on the Democrat side among presidential candidates.
Oh, yes, I remember. I don't think I got it right. Was that Pete Buttigieg?
No, it is not him. Hmm. This name is going to blow your mind.
Charles Jenkins.
This poll, this survey, 1,859 voters conducted November 27th through 29, a few days after Mr. Bloomberg entered the race. Harris poll, released by the Center for American Political Studies at Harvard. Hillary Clinton, the top choice for Democratic voters in the Harvard-Harris national poll released. Hillary Clinton, I kid you not, drawing 21%, followed by Joe Biden with 20%. Then registered Democrats were asked whom they would support for the 2020 party presidential nod if she and former Secretary of State John Kerry were added to the mix, placing third in the hypothetical race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 12%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 9%, Michael Bloomberg at 7%. I just thought you'd want to hear this. Wow. I just cannot believe people want this retread person. I'm exercising a lot of self-control. They want her back. And she'll be glad to give him herself, the gift of herself. All right, let's take a look at the day in history while you reach for your 6X. Let's go to our good friend Lonzo, who's eager to answer 5 questions. How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. You know, when you said retread and then you paused in person, I wonder what names popped into everyone's mind.
Oh, I can say a number of them, and they probably are not arable on radio. Let's go to 1817. This became the 20th state in the Union. And let's see. This is a state with a river that runs far beyond its boundaries. I think referred to as the Great River in this country.
Mississippi?
You are correct. 1840. I would never get this, but we'll give it a try anyway. This person married Prince Albert in 1840. It is a queen. Queen of Cans. That's good. That's pretty good. Queen Victoria is the correct answer. 1901. Prizes of this type started getting awarded for physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace.
Nobel.
You are correct. First ones issued in 1901. And here's another easy one. This civil rights leader awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964.
Martin Luther King Jr.
In 2004, a passenger jet from the U.S. lands in this country for the first time in 30 years. We had a war there, and it did not go well. 30 years. A lot of people went there, and this was 2004. A lot of people have come back from there and never been respected. You are correct. Passenger jet landed there 2004, first time in almost 30 years. Great segment there, as usual, Mr. Reitzel. Stay with us.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back in the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program on this Tuesday, I want to draw attention, by the way, just by way of recapping, before this broadcast, we the announcement from Nancy Pelosi, they are pushing ahead with impeachment of the president on 2 counts, 2 articles of impeachment, and there will be a vote next week. I want to draw your attention. I very often like to start off with good news. We didn't do that on today's broadcast. But I want to end by honoring some people who gave their lives for the greater good. You're familiar because we talked yesterday about the horrible shooting that occurred at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola. Navy officials saying three U.S. Navy sailors, they were killed because they didn't run from danger after a gunman opened fire at a U.S. Navy base in Florida. How many times have we talked about this? Will the sound of gunfire, while it would scare most of us and cause most of us to flee, those who are brave among us do the very opposite. They go toward the gunfire. Navy officials saying when confronted, they ran toward the gunfire and saved lives. If not for their actions, the actions of the Navy, the Naval Security Force, that were the first responders on the scene, the incident could have been far worse. That is the word from Captain Tim Kinsella, the commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola. The sailors, Alman Muhammad Samay Haltham of St. Petersburg, also joined by Airman Apprentice Cameron Scott Walters of Richmond Hill, Georgia, Joshua Caleb Watson from Enterprise, Alabama. By now you know about the Saudi Arabian Air Force officer who was in flight training at the Pensacola base, killed three people, injured eight others. Happened Friday morning in a classroom building. The shooter was ultimately killed. Watson was a former U.S. Naval Academy athlete who said he was looking forward to becoming a military pilot. His brother Adam Watson wrote in a Facebook post, "My youngest brother gave his life for his country in a senseless shooting." Watson wrote, "We're beyond proud, but there's a hole in our hearts that can never be filled." Caleb Watson's move to Pensacola was relatively fresh. Watson was a senior at the U.S. Naval Academy last spring, was a four-year member of the school's NCAA rifle team. In a January interview, he said he'd been chosen to train as a pilot and was to start flight school in Pensacola after Naval Academy graduation. He aimed to get through flight training, flight school, and maybe go fly jets. That would be pretty cool, he said. The Enterprise community suffered a tremendous blow Friday upon hearing the death of one of our own, Joshua Watson. The town's mayor, Bill Cooper, said in a statement obtained by local station. Cooper saying he asked Alabama's governor to declare flags in the state to be flown at half-staff in Watson's honor. Watson, a captain of the Navy rifle team that went to the NCAA tournament in 2019 spring semester. In a Navy athletics interview posted on YouTube, Watson credited his interest in the sport, ultimately the Navy Naval Academy, to an injury suffered early in high school. "I was a football player back at my high school. I had an injury. I couldn't do another physical sport for about the next year. And I thought, well, my high school is 3 years, so I'm going to do a sport. I've got to stick with it for 3 years. Rifle looks cool. So I joined the junior ROTC program, joined the high school rifle team. Learned about the U.S. Naval Academy and shooting at the academy." Samay Haltham, the father of Muhammad Samay Haltham, telling CNN his son was an exceptional kid, student at Naval Aviation School's command. In an email, said his son was very kind and fun to be around. The 19-year-old, an all-star athlete who took part in running and basketball before joining the Navy. "I thought he would attend college and play professionally until he told us he wanted to join the Navy." Haltham describing the situation as heartbreaking, saying his son truly will be missed by many. Third sailor, Cameron Scott Walters, enlisted in September, just a few months ago. Reported for duty as a student, Naval Aviation School's command, November 24th, just 12 days before he died. From Richmond Hill, a small town south of Savannah, near the Georgia coast. City's Facebook page in Richmond Hill The city feels the loss profoundly of these three sailors and grieves with the family and friends of the deceased. We ask our community to come together for Cameron's family to mourn and to remember him and to pay tribute to his sacrifice. We will forever be grateful for his courage and heroism. I mentioned these three to honor bravery, heroism, and I thought you should know their names. Heck, we've spent enough time talking about the killer, driven by rage, driven by hate, driven by prejudice, driven by terror, a desire to inflict hearts, terrorism, terror into the hearts of perhaps millions of Americans. But we take courage thinking of the sacrifice of these three young men, their lives cut short prematurely. May we all take on this day with that courage, with that bravery, and also with compassion. Can we do that? That's the end of our broadcast for today. Thank you, and God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.